Chapter 4. The first thing I did when we got to base camp was race into my cabin and look in the mirror. It was much worse than I'd even guessed. My hair was all plastered down. My face was a total mess. There was a big smudge on my cheek where I'd touched my face from the black that comes off the cooking pots. Star came in behind me and smiled as she saw me looking in the mirror. "I can't believe it," I said. "Tell me if I ever look this bad again, okay? I can't wait to get into the shower."
"Me too," Rita and Heather said to tell you that the guys are building the fire in the boiler and they're planning on getting into the shower first.
"How unchivalrous! I mean, we've been out in the rain for a week and none of us complained about suffering along with the guys, but I really wouldn't mind a little inequality just once, like now, when it comes to the showers."
That's what Rita and Heather thought.
"They said we'll sneak in right before them."
"All right! Are you with us?"
"Sure."
Star and I got our kindling fired up in the little potbelly stove and started stoking it with wood we'd split and kept dry while we were gone, in anticipation of this moment. Pretty soon the cabin was toasty hot. Across from us, Heather had her cabin's chimney puffing, while Rita staked out the shower house. She watched as Pug came and went, restoking his fire in the boiler and testing the temperature of the water. After hollering, "Almost!" to Adam, who was out in front of his cabin chopping wood, Pug disappeared into the cabin he shared with Troy. Freddy was nowhere around. At Rita's signal, we sneaked around the back of the shower house. Each time Adam raised the axe over his head and concentrated on his target, one of us would dart inside, laden with clean clothes and towels and all the soap, shampoo, conditioners, and lotions we could carry. The water was plenty hot. It was exquisitely hot. I don't think I ever felt so good in my whole life as I did letting it pound on my sore shoulders. We were all shrieking with the pure pleasure of it and the joyous sight of the week's grime heading for the drain. I shampooed again and again. I scrubbed and scrubbed. I let the hot water play all over my back.
"Hot stuff," Rita was hollering. "We're hot stuff. Mountain..."